Page 1177, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 to 20. The Apostle Paul writes this: "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should." There we go. Very short Bible reading for this evening. What are you laughing at, Reverend Barth? Very short Bible reading, but three things that I want to encourage us in here. Because prayer is a hard thing sometimes, isn't it? It is difficult to pray. I don't know what things you came up with that stop you from praying. Even if you think praying is a really good idea, what kinds of things might stop you from praying? Well, I think there's all sorts of different things, aren't there, that can get in the way. Our little group down here, we were thinking, well, time gets in the way sometimes. We've got other things that we're doing. So a time for prayer can sometimes get squeezed out of our day. However busy we are, whether we're at school, whether we're at work, whether we're retired, whether we're at home or whatever we're doing, sometimes just busyness can get in the way, can't it? Other times we can forget to pray. We have good intentions. We want to talk to God. We know that we can, but we simply forget to pray. It's not that we become too busy. We just become too forgetful. Sometimes we can think there are things maybe that, you know, can we really pray about that? Does God care about my little things going on in my life or somebody else's life? Sometimes we might think, can God do things about the big things in the world or in my life? Sometimes we think that we don't need to pray about anything because nothing bad's happening to us and all of that, but we forget that we can say thank you to God for all the good things that he's given to us. We can praise him for who he is. And there might be one or two who sometimes think that praying is maybe just talking to the clouds and has no effect. Those are all sorts of things that can can lead us away from praying, aren't they? But the Apostle Paul says this. He says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests." Praying in the Spirit, what does that mean? That means praying in line with what the sort of things that God would like. Tuning into what the Holy Spirit, through the Scriptures, has told us he wants us to pray. Praying with the mind of God controlling our mind in a way. And he's told us what he wants in the Bible, hasn't he? So we can open up the Bible, we can read a passage, and we can pray through what we've read. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. And with all kinds of prayers and requests. So if we're one of those people who thinks that maybe that thing is too big or too small or too irrelevant for God, well, the Apostle Paul, he is writing the Scriptures here from God, writing God's words, says, pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Anything. We've sung it, haven't we? We've just sung that we can come to God with anything. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Anything we like. Anything at all. Praying for the Christian is talking to our Father in heaven. So it's a bit like a child talking to their parents. And we love it, don't we? Those of us who are parents, we love it when our children talk to us about whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Whether it's a little thing, whether it's a big thing, whether it's something that interests them, whether it's something that's bugging them, whether it's just saying, I love you. We love it, don't we, when our children talk to us. How much more does our Father in heaven love it when we talk to him? With all kinds of prayers and requests. And always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Always pray for other Christians. So if you're stuck for what to pray for, think of a few friends from church. Pray for them. What do you need to pray for them? Well, you might know particular things to pray for them. But you can give thanks for them, can't you? You can pray that God would keep them going in their Christian life. That would be a great place to start, wouldn't it? Or a great place to continue, if that's what you're doing already. And praise God if you are. Then Paul moves on in verse 19, and he says, pray also for me. Now, we can't pray for the Apostle Paul, because he's now with Jesus in glory. He doesn't need our prayers now. But what did he ask them to pray for? Because we might be able to take what he asked the church in Ephesus to pray for him then, and apply that to our prayers for other people today. So what does he say? Verse 19, pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Paul wants God to give him the right words to say so that the good news of the gospel just falls out of his mouth at the right time. The right words for the right people in the right situation. Why does Paul want the Ephesians to pray that for him? Why is that his one prayer request? Because he wants everybody he comes across to hear the good news about Jesus. To hear that Jesus is strong and kind. To hear that he's the one who deserves our praise. To hear that he's the one who wants us to talk to him, to be his people, to come to him and to follow him, to put our trust in him. Paul wants that for everybody because he knows that that's what Jesus wants. That's what God wants. Now, we can apply that to one another. We can apply that to all sorts of situations, can't we? Pray that whenever so-and-so speaks, words may be given to them so that they will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, the good news that Jesus came to earth to live a perfect life, to die on the cross, to bear the sins of those who trust in him, and was raised on the third day and is now God's anointed king forever and over all. We can pray that for all sorts of people, can't we? Do pray that for Ash and for me and for Brian as we preach here. Do pray it for people at work who go into a workplace. Please, Lord, would you give so-and-so the good news, the words about the good news of Jesus, to speak just in season as people ask them about their faith? Wouldn't that be a great thing to pray for people? And of course, we can pray that this week, can't we? Because we've got our mission coming up this next week. We've got the afternoon tea at St. Luke's on Friday afternoon, where Roger Carswell will be speaking about the good news of Jesus as understood by people from Yorkshire. And then Friday afternoon and Friday evening, we've got the Real Lives events with Debbie Flood, the Olympian, on the Olympic rower on Friday night. And on Saturday night, Professor Richard Buggs, the evolutionary biologist, coming to talk about, interviewed by Roger, and to talk about, that both of them talk about their faith and their life. What difference does being a Christian make to them as a rower on a Friday, as an evolutionary biologist on Saturday? We can pray this week, can't we, that Roger and Debbie and Richard would fearlessly speak of the good news of Jesus this week. Wouldn't it be great if all of us spent just 2 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, each day between now and then, praying for those events, praying that Roger, that Debbie, and that Richard would fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. And Paul finishes off with this, for which I'm an ambassador in chains. Paul was in jail because he fearlessly proclaimed the gospel. It was illegal to speak the good news of Jesus in certain places in the Roman Empire when Paul was alive. It's illegal in some places in this world, isn't it? Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. We can pray for Christians around the world, can't we? Christians in places where it is illegal. Christians in this country in places where it's difficult to speak the truth of the gospel. It's harder in schools these days. It's harder in all sorts of different places these days to speak the truth of the gospel. But let's pray for our fellow Christians in this country and around the world that they would indeed speak fearlessly the true words of the gospel as they should. And as we pray for everyone else to do that, let's pray for ourselves too. Let's pray that we would be people, that I would be a person, that you would be a person who fearlessly takes up the opportunities to speak the good news of the gospel and is given the words to say by God at the right time, in every situation, as I should, as you should. Let me pray for us. Our Father, we praise you that we can come to you in prayer with all kinds of prayers and requests, that there's nothing too big, nothing too small, nothing irrelevant that we can speak to you about. Thank you that you do listen. Thank you that you love it when we talk to you. And we do pray that we would be praying for this coming week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, here and again on Sunday morning, that we would be those who are consistent in prayer this week and persistent in prayer this week. That Roger, that Debbie, that Richard would speak fearlessly of the truth of the gospel, the mystery of the gospel, the good news of Jesus this coming week. And please would you help us as a church to do that and as individuals to speak the good news of the gospel as we should. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.